John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. According to this verse, Jesus has simply always existed. He didn't come into being in Bethlehem, but He has been here throughout all the endless ages of eternity's past. The word was in verse 1 means always has been. Contrast this with the word was in verse 6. In verse 6, we see there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This word was concerning John the Baptist means simply to become. John became, but Jesus always has been. Thank God, He is the constant, unchanging Word of God. Hebrews 13:8. Tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. That is why the Christian can depend on Jesus Christ. He will never fail us nor leave us. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And be content with such things as you have. How often are we accused of not being content? How often are we not content? We must understand that the Lord is unchanging. He does not change. He will never fail us, and He will never leave us. This phrase back in John 1, this phrase says that Jesus was with God. That is, He was present in the heavenlies, in the presence of God. Yet He stood as a distinct person. When this phrase is taken alongside the other two in this verse, the reality of the Trinity is on display. This verse teaches us that Jesus Christ is God, yet He is still a unique being. Jesus Christ wasn't an afterthought with God. He wasn't something conjured up when things got out of control. Jesus was there when God moved to make man in His image. In Genesis 1:26 it says, and let us make man in our image. Christ was there in heaven when the plan to redeem the world was formulated. Let's look at a few verses that supports that truth. Genesis 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. Christ was there before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1, verses 19 and 20. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Christ was there before the foundation of the world, and He was manifest. He was revealed to us in these last days. Titus 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Christ was there before the world began. What comfort, brothers and sisters, we can take in these verses, that Christ is constant, and he was constantly communing with the Father. Ephesians 1, verse 4 tells us this. According as he has chosen us in him, notice, before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He chose us, brothers and sisters, before the foundation of the world. He chose us before the foundation of the world. He accomplished it at the cross, our salvation, and he will be there when this world is all said and done. When this world is over, Christ will still be there. We will be with Christ, and we will be with Christ forever. Since before time began, Jesus Christ was with the Father, and he's gone to go prepare a place for us, that where he is, we shall be with him also forever. When Jesus Christ came preaching repentance, men thought he was strange. When he began to heal and perform miracles, men thought that he was a prophet sent from God. When he spoke the word of God with power, men thought that he was amazing. However, when Jesus Christ claimed equality with God, men thought that he was crazy. Look at John 19, verse 7. We read this. The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God." When Christ said that to the people, he stopped being a blessing and became a controversy when he claimed to be God. When he claimed to be God. John 14, 9 tells us, Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father?" And it was when Christ made that statement that the Jews wanted to stone him. They wanted to kill him. People didn't have a problem with the miracles. They didn't have a problem that he was a prophet. When he spoke the word of God with power, they thought he was amazing. When he claimed equality with God, though, that was something completely different. Because Leviticus 24, verse 16 tells us this, "And he that blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well as the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemes the name of the Lord, shall be put to death." That was when all hell broke loose around Jesus Christ, when he claimed equality with God. Men still grapple with these truths. They are willing to accept the humble Jesus Christ, the teaching Christ, the meek Christ, the dead Christ, serving Christ. However, they will not acknowledge that the God-man, Jesus Christ, that he is 100% God and 100% man, all wrapped up. That's summed up best by Paul in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. We find this clear teaching from the Apostle Paul. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." You could see how the Jews, they were beside themselves when they were hearing these truths. When Christ proclaimed it, and then when Paul proclaimed it, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. In these amazing verses, the apostle sets forth in clear, concise language the fact that Jesus Christ existed before Bethlehem, that he willingly humbled himself and came to this world in the condition of a servant. That word form means condition. Jesus is God in human flesh. All cults, they all deny the divinity of Jesus Christ. That's one thing that all the cults have in common. They hate the fact that Jesus Christ is God, and they will deny it and deny it and deny it. Back to our text in John 1. Verse 3, let us look a little closer at that verse. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. This verse tells us that Jesus Christ was the energy. He was the creator behind the creation of the universe. He spoke, and it was. He stood on the edge of nothing and spoke all into existence. Look at Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. What an unbelievable statement. What an unbelievable statement of who this Jesus Christ is. All things created by him in heaven, in the earth, visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Brothers and sisters, this is who we are trusting in. This is the one that will never leave us nor forsake us. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, that we have been united to. I'm grateful that this God is my God, that this Savior is my Savior. I'm glad that I can know him. I can know him. I can know the free pardon of sin, and that salvation is in his control. As I read earlier, he chose us before the foundation of the world. What a truth to rest upon. The worries and the pressures of life begin to grow amazingly dim when confronted with the power and the might of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we have no need to fear and to fret and to be filled with anxiety. For Jesus Christ has created all things for himself. Matthew 28:18 tells us this. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All power, all authority, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And this is the one that says to come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Brothers and sisters, you can know of that rest today. This is our glorious Savior. This is the one that we look onto. You take these four truths, taken as one, and it gives us the clear teaching that Jesus Christ is the pre-existent Word of God. He always has been, and he always will be. Thank God. There will never be a day throughout eternity that doesn't include Jesus Christ. This one that was the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's never going to, you who is a child of God, there'll never be a day throughout eternity that doesn't include Jesus Christ. Christ was there yesterday. Christ is there today. Christ will be there forever. And for all of us that are in Christ, we shall be with him forever. No matter where we wind up in this world or what we have to face as we travel through this world, we can rest assured that the pre-existent one is and always will be there for us. He is the pre-existent Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. All things were made by him. Brothers and sisters, we can rest assured. We can rest assured in Christ. No matter what would happen to you in this world, Christ is in control. May you look to Christ today and find your rest there in Christ. Who has entered into his rest but he that believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ? Rest assured today in the one who is with God and who was God and who is God. And my friend, if you're listening today and you've never come to Christ, come to Christ today. This one that we are speaking of today, he said to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the wrath of God. It says all of those who believe it not, that the wrath of God abideth on them, that they stand condemned already. But the good news of the gospel, it says that you can come to Christ, that you can have your sin debt paid by Christ, by the shedding of his blood, by the giving up of his life. He made atonement so that men and women and boys and girls can be right with Almighty God by simply repenting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come today to the one who was in the beginning with the Lord and who was the Lord. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.